Hi everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being here, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also enjoy it. You could also consider showing up for my live stream yoga classes. They're happening on Zoom 4 times a week. You can find all the details over at spirocollective.com. That's spirocollective.com. These classes are pay what you can, and I'd love to see you there. Today, we are celebrating Valentine's Day. This Sunday is Valentine's Day, and it's very exciting for me because it was on a Sunday, Valentine's Day in 2016, that I met my husband for the first time, and that's just very exciting to see all that has changed in the last 5 years. So I hope you are finding a way to celebrate those that you love and that also you feel celebrated by those that you love today. Because relationships are on the mind, I wanted to offer an exercise that will help you set goals around family and relationships. I think many of us are used to having personal goals for our health, or we have goals at work, but it's much less common to set distinct goals for how we can be a better partner, sister, friend, or uncle. I do these exercises with all of my clients so that they can mindfully approach all aspects of their lives, including their relationships. So it's very simple. You just need to set aside about 15 or 20 minutes to journal on the following. So here are a few questions for you. First off, what qualities do I most value in my relationships? Right? Am I really focused and really care about having honest communication? Or is laughter and joy really important? Or is calm and safety? Right? What qualities do you most value in all relationships? Then ask yourself, what do I want people to feel or experience in their relationship with me? So specifically, how do you want others to feel when they are with you? Once you've decided that and written on that, you can ask yourself what words or phrases most capture these highest ideals or the identity you want to have in relationship. So perhaps from journaling about the values and thinking about what you want people to experience, maybe you came up with number one dad. Like maybe that's the most important thing, like that you want to really embody the identity of someone that is a number one dad, because the number one dad is fun and energetic and present and trusting, right? So what identity encompasses the values and the experiences that you wanted to have? Some other examples besides number one dad would be a safe harbor. If you want people to really feel safe and secure after they spend time with you. Or maybe it's sort of a directive you want in relationships: open, honest, available. That's how you want people to see you. So what this exercise does is it invites us to get clear on our priorities. It helps us actually acknowledge our strengths and our weaknesses, and then actually cultivate a concrete identity that acts as a signifier of those priorities. So our identity becomes a quick way of reminding us of the values that we named. So simply writing out and remembering these priorities of your ideal identity every day could make a huge change in how you see yourself and how you approach relationships. But if you really want to take action, you really want to make change, add on this following two questions. One, what is the number one thing I can do today to live up to my ideal relationship identity? The number one thing I can do today to live up to my ideal relationship identity. Then, what is the number one thing I should not do today to live up to my ideal relationship identity? It's the number one thing to not do. So I know it's hard, but I'm going to really ask you to choose one thing. It could be big or small, it could be super concrete, it could be more thematic, but it's really important to choose one thing in this day that helps you feel that identity. And it's going to make such a difference in actually bringing you closer and embodying that ideal. You know, our relationships are some of the most precious resources that we have, and this exercise is an invitation to actually treat those relationships with care and attention. Many clients have reported back that this exercise can be one of the most impactful parts of our work together because it really shines a light on who you want to be, how you want to feel, and most importantly, give you tools to actually move and go forward until you can actually achieve it. Of course, as with anything, to get the benefits, you do have to use it. So do set aside your journaling time and get started. And once you've done that journaling exercise, that 15 or 20 minutes, all it's going to take is 1 to 2 minutes every day to remind yourself of your values and your ideal identity, and then name your number one thing to do and to not do. So though the values and the identity might stay more consistent over time, that number one thing can change. And so each day, what's the number one thing to do and the number one thing to not do? Sending much love to you and yours. I hope this does make a difference in your relationship. I would love to hear about what you come up with as you move through this exercise. So feel free to send me a note. You can always reach out on Instagram. I'm at Spiro Collective, or go to spirocollective.com. Look forward to hearing from you. As I mentioned, we have live stream yoga classes happening every week, 4 times a week, in fact, different lengths, different styles for different populations. So please do head over to spirocollective.com/events to look at the schedule. If you can't make it live, feel free to join us on Patreon. You can do on-demand yoga classes. We have 80 plus classes up already, which is very, very exciting. And you can check that out at patreon.com/spirocollective. It's just $6 a month. I tried to make it really affordable, so there is no reason not to yoga. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here, and have a wonderful day.